This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
What's the carbon footprint of these events every single year that you come here? Think it's worth it? Peasants pay for your crimes?
That's a stupid question.
Is it really? Is it more stupid than you travelling here to tell us? Please, sorry?
We're done. We are done now.
You can't grab me. You can't grab us. This is a free society, mate. We have freedom of the press. Why do you think you're more important? Your carbon footprint doesn't matter, but everybody else around the world...
Nobody ever suggested that. Don't make up stupid questions.
You being here suggests that.
Stupid question.
You being here every single year and doing this suggests that.
And I have done a huge amount.
Listen, now finish,
please. Why can't I ask him questions? Please. Who are you? Why are you trying to bully me out of us?
No, please.
A lot of people say no to a lot of the policies and agendas he pushes. They don't get a choice, so why can't we ask him a question in a public space? Can you not touch me? Can you not touch me?
I'll stop
and talk to you for a minute.
No, I'm happy.
Wait. So answer, we can walk
I
nicely.
Answered your question.
What did you answer?
Please respect yourself.
I don't even know what to ask.
I don't know. Sir.
Listen, that's all right. We're walking to the meeting.
Okay, thanks.
You're a vegetable. Why are you working so hard to protect such a criminal? That's right, criminals. Why are you protecting criminals? There you go. Well, there you have it. When they can't answer the questions, the simple questions that most people around the world, the average Joe is asking, they get their goons in to end the interview because they're not used to independent journalists here in their safe space. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm good.
Can I ask you something?
I'm meeting somebody. I'm sorry.
I'll walk with you. Are you like the boy who cried wolf?
Are you?
For so many years, you cried anti-Semitism and you found hatred everywhere, and then finally, I've been meeting from Rebel News.
What's Rebel News?
Rebel News. It doesn't matter. But finally, now when the world has turned so anti-Semitic, no one believes us because of people like you and the work you've done over so many years. Destroying our allies, making lists about our allies, people that actually defend us. You've been a big part of that problem, haven't you? Do you know the boy that cried wolf?
I'm not familiar with this story. Why don't you explain it to me?
Jonathan, it's not a joke because the Jews around the world, we are feeling the pain and you've alienated so many of our allies. What about Elon Musk? Somebody that's been so good? No, you got a message for Elon? Thank you, Jonathan. There you go. Nothing to say. Censorship in real life. I bet you I'm going to be on a list tomorrow. Jonathan Greenblatt is a man that has cried anti-Semitism for years. He has found hate. He has made it his job to find hate and anti-Semitism and Jew hatred where it hasn't been. Now, the problem with that is, fast forward to October 7, where many of us Jews are finally seeing real anti-Semitism, but so much of the world is numb to it and don't believe it because he's cried it for so many years. The Jonathan Greenblatts of the world who label anyone with an opposing view as a racist and as anti-Semite, and now suddenly in our darkest days we have no one left to support us. That is why we're here. WEFreports.com. Bookmark and support our work.
Yavi Amini's been on the show before. I want to get him back on. He's at Davos doing an incredible job with the Rebel News, which is a lot of great people, but it also has some really great, smart Jews working there that get what's going on and understand. Greenblatt's job for the left is to go out and create anti-Semitism so that they get more funds. Meanwhile, he supports the whole Islamic invasion and the rest of it. Of course, Antifa was also there supporting the WEF because they support the establishment. This is disgusting. And it's sick. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with the World War III news and a lot more. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
It's Alex Jones.
We cannot have a major nuclear war. Every expert agrees, every analysis concurs, every war game proves that it will quickly descend into nuclear, chemical, biological, cyber attacks.
You'll take my life, but I'll take...
And there are no winners in this situation. And all the policies that were clear-headed by the U.S. government and others are now being disregarded on the RAND Corporation's threat continuum ladder, and we are quickly marching towards Armageddon. And now this has happened. Overhead shot, please. Big article on InfoWars.com, linking to the biggest newspapers in Germany. Now, reporting on this, leaked German military document details countdown to World War III. The German military is apparently preparing for an attack by Russians following the 2024 election that may escalate into a wider global conflict. A classified Berlin Ministry of Defense document obtained by Bild newspaper called the Alliance Defense 2025, details a timeline of escalating conflict with Russia following a hybrid attack on NATO's eastern flank. So just like Sweden, with no evidence, they're predicting Russia will invade and attack Western Europe. According to the training scenario documents, the Bundeswehr German armed forces are preparing for a Russian attack on Eastern Europe this February, next month. The document claims the United States financially for Ukraine, drying up, will embolden Russia to modernize and mobilize 200,000 troops and launch a spring offensive against Ukraine forces in tandem with severe cyber attacks. Perfect false flag. They've been pre-programming that's coming and claiming Trump supporters will be involved with Russia. Total crap. We tell you this is coming. From there, the document lays out how the conflict will escalate month by month, culminating in a direct confrontation between Western systems and Russian forces. And it goes on from there. You might want to read the report for yourself. And then you add that to Sweden's defense minister last week publicly saying, go out, get fuel, get water, get canned goods. War with Russia is imminent. Sweden's not been in a war in over 200 years. But let me tell you who you can expect to launch offensive war. They're already doing it all over the South China Sea, as far south as southern Vietnam. I know it's one country now, but the southern areas of Vietnam and out into the areas around the Philippines, and then up to the north around Japan. Xi Jinping is purging the military massively and admitting he is, and putting in generals who then say, prepare for war, and that war is literally imminent, ladies and gentlemen. Xi Jinping fighting with China's own military could lead to war. Business Insider, The Times of India, the Chinese newspapers are all reporting this. Xi is purging the military and putting people in that are ready for total war. Now you've seen the announcements of total war. The British Defense Department spokesperson, Ministry of Defense, says Britain facing wars in Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and says we're already on a pre-war phase. Another report that I'm going to air that's, I think, really good. I let it all out very calmly, very succinctly. In 23 minutes, I'm going to air it at the end of the third hour coming up. Globalists lack supporters, but they have nukes. Alex Jones tells RT. So that is all coming up. And then you dovetail that with the left saying race war is imminent. Trump is going to be a dictator, so we've got to take control of the military if he's elected and already have legislation prepared. They want to pass in the next 10 months before they say Trump will win, in the next 12 months before he goes into office on January 20th, 2025. So they need a military coup. That's grabbing control of the military to stop Trump from a coup. Absolute gaslighting, total inversion, upside down land. Extremely dangerous. They are not giving up. They are not going away. They intend for all of this to happen because I played this clip yesterday. I want to play it again. It's Yuval Noah Harari saying that a Trump win will be a death blow to global order. And he means the, quote, rules-based system, they call it, where they have no rules and can human traffic, launch wars, do whatever they want. So, yes, Trump is a realist. He wants prosperity. He wants freedom. He doesn't want to be in a war economy, but the German government and the British government, the U.S. government, their internal and external reports are all saying we're going into a full war economy. In fact, NATO officially said 2 weeks ago, was it late December, so more like 3 weeks ago, they said, you're not going to be able to go on vacation, you're not going to have energy, you're not going to be able to do any of that. From now on, you'll be able to take a shower once a week, you can only wash your clothes once a week, and now we have all the smart meters, so they said we're going to control you, so Germany's going further than China with the smart grid, the social credit score control, because we are going to be in a full permanent war economy. You know, you read 1984, that was George Orwell's prediction. He'd been high-level OSS, Ministry of Truth, BBC. Winston Smith is an archetype of himself. And he figured out that actually the West had been secretly funding Stalin. He'd been in the Spanish Civil War. He realized the communists were just as bad as the fascists. And he said in his essays he wrote, they've got whole volumes of his essays. I've read like 3 or 4 volumes of his essays. I haven't read them all, but I've read most of them. He explains 1984 is what he believed would happen if the left continued to be in charge. And he'd been the highest level Fabian socialist you could be. He was on their board. And the British Fabian socialists are behind communism and everything. And he got in the inner grouping of it, and they told him the secret. So he wrote 1984 and died a year later in 1949. So this is their plan, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute domination, absolute enslavement. Here's Yuval Noah Harari.
Are you concerned that Trump might be elected again?
Sure. I think it's very likely. Mm. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Now, again, it should be clear that many of these politicians, they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global government or whatever.
Oh, we don't want to be loyal to the global government. The global government will fail if we don't stop Trump. And you notice it's the final nail in the coffin. He admits they're losing, and they are losing. And I don't tell the story to impress you. You're not a public figure, most of you. That's a good thing. You're an anonymity. You're private. It's great. I'm not. And so I do my own grocery store shopping, my own everything, my own gas pumping. I'm out there everywhere. I go around the country, around the world. I've had like 2 people in a year and a half confront me. In the past, it happened every day. I had mainly love, 20-to-1 love, but I would get attacked every restaurant, almost always. coming up, yelling at me at my table. You've seen the videos. Dumping drinks on my head, coffee on my head. If I'd shake 15, 20, 30 hands, and then somebody take a swing at me. Year and a half, nothing. Because people know they're being screwed. They know they're being enslaved. And I mentioned the power being cut off. Germany's announcements. Look at this headline. Then we're going to play some important reports and bring our guest in. Really great guest. Surprise guest. This is out of Newsweek. Texans asked to not use their washing machines as weather tests the grid. Car ownership unaffordable for majority in new big national study. The American dream's over, they say. So, what's important there? The last 2 years, the power went off a bunch. We had to put a big generator in because of it. For weeks on end, many people dying. And it was in the federal and state documents that the Fed said you cannot up the power output at your coal power and gas power plants because of the carbon.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact gcmteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact gcmteam.com. Online.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and friends, the only winning move is not to fail.
When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch system they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction or MAD for a reason. Because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war. Especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us. And especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force. Well, I've known who Kirk Elliott is for a while. His research is just spot on. And so I've invited him to be in studio with us. He sent me a giant synopsis and a breakdown of the economy and predictions and what's happening in the world. We really appreciate him being in studio with us here today. Dr. Elliott has been safeguarding clients' assets with precious metals for over 21 years. His firm, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, serves over 18,000 clients all over the world and in every state, and has also reallocated billions of client assets into precious metals. And boy, was that a good move in the last few years. He follows the personal and business philosophy of people over profit by focusing 100% liquid on low-cost bullion, gold over silver, and educating investors as why and how they invest to minimize risk and maximize returns safely in a world where our political, economic, and personal religious freedoms are eroded. Dr. Elliott has earned two PhDs, one in public policy administration focusing on monetary economics, and the second PhD in theology. Dr. Elliott lives in Denver with his wife and children. K-E-P-M, KEPM.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900. And, you know, he approached us 6 months ago, wanted to be a sponsor. And I said, wow, I've actually seen his videos before, and I've actually told my crew I wanted to get him on as a guest. So I said, sure, be a sponsor, but we want to get you on the show as just a guy breaking down what's happening in the world. I think he's dead on and knows a lot of stuff I don't even know, and a lot of things people don't know out there. So last time he was on for like over an hour and a half, he never even really talked about his company or what he's doing. But I do want to tell people it is a extremely smart move to get into precious metals. And the thing to do is the bullion, gold, and silver. That is where you are getting a great deal, and he is the place to go. And so he didn't even want to plug that up front, but I'm doing it because he's a great sponsor. KEPM.com/gold. K is all caps, KEMP.com/gold. And you can also call that number, and his great team of experts will talk to you and discuss things with you. But again, he's here as a guest. And so, Kirk, we're going to go to break in a few minutes because I heard those important promos. But then we'll have over an hour to talk with each other about this when we come back. We're on the same page because I just got your list of topics this morning. I was already planning to talk about the fall of Rome. We're simpatico because that's exactly where you wanted to go first. So give us a little snapshot of what's coming up in your presentation.
Well, I heard you talking earlier on in the show kind of how this is the end game, right? The things that are happening politically. Well, economically, politically, socially, spiritually, America's in this downfall. We have amazingly shocking parallels with the fall of Rome in America today. We're going to go over the budget. I want to go over the U.S. budget that Biden put together and just show you how we're way worse than Rome was. We've got bank failures. We've got.
If you look at the graph of debt since he got it, it's going straight up.
Oh, straight up. It's through the roof. The viewers will be shocked as to how much we've actually accumulated in just this year. Just in 2023, it was so bad that we did triple the amount of what took 204 years prior to accumulate. I mean, this is just bad. So we're going to go over that. We're going to go over central bank digital currency, which I believe is their end game, the timeline, not just what I think, but taking it out of the words for the Bank for International Settlements, the World for Economic Forum, like what you were going over. They're meeting right now to learn how to destroy us.
And let's be clear, the Chi-Com government, the German government, the Swiss government, University of Texas, they're all very, very quietly hoarding gold.
Mm-hmm.
And because they know that when we go into this hyperinflation, that's going to be king.
Yeah. They've already got their plan B established. It's possibly their plan A.
So all the listeners know, and I should have pulled this up, but I know it's in your report here. Anybody can type in U.S. monetization of debt, U.S. debt. And as he said, Biden gets in, it's more money created than ever existed before in just the last 3 years. There's no way to hide that inflation. So their statement that inflation isn't a problem, we all know that's a lie.
It's a lie. I don't know how they're going to get out of it. And even their own cooked numbers, their own cooked inflationary numbers, they said, oh, we can pause interest rates and then we're going to lower them next year because we've won this war against inflation. No, they haven't. They haven't. Our wallets will tell us that, and this is their problem.
Oh, yeah.
This is their problem. There's really no escaping this, and this is why this is an endgame moment. But like any endgame moment, the battle is at the city gates right now, right? Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and this is why it's so intense.
That's why it's so intense. As Lenin said, evil God, he was right. There are decades where nothing happens. There are weeks where decades happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now in that point. All right, you do a great presentation. I'm going to try to shut up and just let you roll when we come back. Everybody, tune in. Tell your friends and family, tune in now. This is going to be life-saving information. Stay with us. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, Raper.
sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
New World Order Wars, now available at Steam, despite the censors.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
British government, the Swedish government, the German government, all the documents are public and public statements. They prepare for war. That's their plan to get us to accept all of these huge changes, the end of the old monetary system and the new central bank digital currencies, the mark of the beast system. That's the only way to describe it. It's the only thing you can call it. That's what it is. All right, Kirk Elliott. Multiple PhD expert on what's happening. I totally think your analysis is dead on, but you brought the receipts. You've got the numbers here. Let's start with your presentation now.
So first, you know, what's happening to America has been seen before in history. It's the fall of Rome. I mean, truly, it has. And so as I was doing some research on this, it's like, what are some of the factors that caused Rome to fall? Number one, they had civil wars, right? They had faction fought against faction to get control of the huge, basically, state apparatus and all of its public loot. Well, we're seeing that in America.
The internal fights is what weakened it, just like we see now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Number two, there was mass corruption. no further explanation needed. We have that everywhere. Huge bureaucracy, high taxes, burdensome regulations. Businesses were called upon to support the growing body of public parasites, right? But here's the big thing. One-third of the citizens of Rome were getting government payments, and basically Rome crumbled under the weight of those entitlements. One-third. So as I was looking through...
Rome invented welfare.
Yeah, they invented welfare. Yeah, absolutely. So I was looking at Biden's budget. You go to whitehouse.gov. You can look at the budget, go to table S3, where it actually goes through everything. It just summarizes everything. This is really, really creepy, Alex. So you go to 2024, you look at mandatory programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, other mandatory programs like food stamps, women, infant, children programs, you know, just basically the handouts and the entitlements. Now, Social Security is not an entitlement. It's a mandatory payment, right? You pay into something your whole life, you better get it, the benefit, right? But you try to take that away, and you've got a mutiny on your hands. So you can't take it away. So it's really easy to give. It's really hard to take away. So that's not going away. But you add those up on this summary table, $3.916 trillion in just mandatory payments. How much do we bring in as a country? Well, our total receipts, our federal tax revenues, are $4.72 trillion. So that comes to 83%, not one-third, like when Rome fell. 83% is Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, women, infant, children programs, food stamps. 83% of everything we bring in. Now, you add to that the interest on our federal debt.
Well, it's like 40-some percent of service now, right?
Yeah, it's bonkers because we have $34 trillion worth of federal debt. The interest payments estimated on the budget are $796 billion. However, the real numbers just came out. We're pushing a trillion. So when we bring in 4.7, right, and we're spending $1 trillion a year in just interest-only payments, that's just complete waste. Well, that's over 20%. So you add up mandatory payments, welfare and entitlements, plus the interest payments, it's 99.8% of everything we bring in as a nation. It's basically 100%. So how then do we fund our defense budget? How about infrastructure? How about running the country?
And by the way, the IMF and World Bank have done this to a bunch of third world countries. This, they even admit this is a known plan to capture a country. So they've now maneuvered us to the point of total insolvency.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, it's so as I look throughout history, whenever a country's debt is basically equal to their gross domestic product, that country ceases to exist in its existing form.
Weimar Republic, Germany, Zimbabwe, Africa.
Yeah. Argentina, Venezuela, right? There's either a change in political structure, meaning they go from a republic or a democracy to a dictatorship the other way, or you have a complete change in currency.
And that's what Schwab says. We are creating a crisis, the angrier world, to bring in our new system.
Yeah.
This is on purpose. They admit it is. And now they're upset because we're pointing it out to people and trying to flip it the other way.
Yeah.
Trump's
trying to flip it the other way. See, Trump's telling the truth on this issue. But when you look at where we are, I remember, Alex, back in about 2007, 2008, I was looking at our debt compared to the gross domestic product, and we were at about 80%. And I'm thinking, oh, my word. I'm getting scared for America because we're approaching that D-Day of 100% where a country doesn't escape from that. Because if you apply this to a family, let's say a family, you and your spouse, your debt is greater than your income. It's going to be mathematically impossible to pay that back. What's true for an individual is true for a country.
So everything that Ross Perot warned about 35, 40 years, it's all came true.
Yeah, it's all came true. Yeah, and what's true for a country is true for the world. So the Bank for International Settlements just came out last week with their projections that by the year 2028, 4 years from now, 100% of the world, every country in the world, is going to have debt that's equal to their gross domestic product. That means the world has to go bankrupt, because what's true for an individual is true for a nation. What's true for a nation is true for the world.
But don't worry, they've got a solution.
Oh, they always have a solution.
A total cashless society controlling every facet of our lives.
Yeah. And here's where it gets worse, because where are we debt to GDP? We're now at 123%. We blew past the 100% in America. We're now at 123. So the Bank for International Settlements came out with their numbers also last week.
And that's why they're lowering the U.S. government's credit rating.
Yeah, this is because there is no other outcome other than lowering it. Total global government debt is $97.1 trillion. Our is in America is $34 trillion. Good grief. We're 35% of all global debt just in America. It's like, do we think that we can bypass math and bypass reality just because we're American? No, we've violated fundamental rules of success, biblical models of living, where it says, you know, Proverbs tells us a borrower is a slave to the lender. Well, yeah, we are now the slave to the rest of the world because of our debt, and we can't pay it back.
So everything Ron Paul and all of them warned us, we're here. There's no more, oh, our children will be enslaved. Well, yeah, we got old. Now our kids are being enslaved. We're here. It's not, oh, we don't have to wait anymore and warn people. They're going to see it now.
Yeah.
Which is a weak point for the globalists. See, we have to take every bad thing as an opportunity. And that's how I see it, because now people are going to finally meet reality.
They're going to. And so where Rome fell, right, when one-third of the population of Rome was getting entitlements, handouts of some form, there are well over 27 states, Alex, where welfare payments are greater than having a minimum wage job. For example, in Hawaii, $60,590 a year is what you would make on welfare. That's greater than a minimum wage job. D.C., $50,820. Massachusetts, $50,540. The list goes on and on and on. Well, to receive government payments, you can't have another job or else they cease. So you could sit on a beach in Hawaii just drinking a Mai Tai, making $60,590 a year. Where is the incentive to work? Now, for you, me.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
System, and if you look at the IMF, the World Bank, the Club of Rome, all these groups, including the EU and the UN, they admit the old system's coming down. I played the clubs here, and they've admitted we've got to get the new thing ready. It's all going down. So they're not even denying this at policy level. They know the public's like children on average. It doesn't read this. So, yes, things could have gone belly up if they wanted to pull the rug out 10 years ago, 20 years ago. They already had us. But they didn't have the control grid in place for them to be the saviors and get more power. Now it's almost in place. It's like the planets aligning. They're making their move. There's no longer, this is not a prediction. This is a guarantee, folks, that if you take a 357 Magnum and put it to your head and pull the trigger, you're at least going to be brain damaged, probably dead. The bullet's already fired. It already went through. There's no doubt this is going down. Okay, so they can't prop it up anymore. They did it. The new system's here. It's going to be hell, but at least we know what's going on and can get prepared ahead of time.
Yeah, and so how are people trying to prepare? They're trying to pull their money out of the banks. Really, that's only a part of the equation. Right?
That just accelerates it.
Oh, yeah, that accelerates it because during COVID, in March of 2020, the Federal Reserve, through Regulation D, what did they do? They basically said, hey, the reserve requirement at banks can go down to zero. Meaning, if you put $100 into your checking account, Alex, or anybody watching, the banks could lend out $100. They didn't have to keep anything on hand. Why did they do that? To stimulate the stinky economy during COVID when nobody was spending money, nobody was earning money, there were shelter-in-place laws, There were companies were closing down because nobody could go out. They couldn't go out to eat. They couldn't do anything. So to try to stimulate the economy, they said, okay, lend out everything 100%. Well, that caused a cyclical structural problem.
Which was the plan. That's why they did the lockdown.
Which was hugely the plan. So what's the problem? In times of crisis, when people aren't working, there's more withdrawals coming out of the banks than there are deposits. And they had zero capital.
And now people have maxed out their credit cards. That's admitted, like 70% of people. People are living hand to mouth. People can't even afford gas anymore. Meanwhile, Biden tells us the economy's great. What are they positioning us for? And how do you guess, because you've guessed a lot of stuff has come accurate, dead reckon how this is going to unfold?
Well, I think we saw bank failure 1.0. It was Silicon Valley, Credit Suisse, First Republic, Silvergate Bank. I mean, all of those.
That was just a tremor before the bank failure.
Yes, I think bank failures 2.0 is coming. I mean, just last week, the CEO of Citigroup, you know, the second, third largest bank in North America, said we're laying off 10% of our workforce.
By the way, you see me pointing? Those are clips we're going to take out and put on InfoWars and put on Twitter. So just ignore me. But this whole start over on bank failure and what it means and how we're going to put this clip out. Go ahead.
Okay. So the CEO of Citigroup last week basically said we're laying off 10% of our workforce. That's over 20,000 people. Well, why would a bank in a high interest rate environment, you think, oh, they're more profitable. They're making so much money. No, they are not. Because when most of America is living hand-to-mouth, month-to-month, paycheck-to-paycheck, and interest rates keep going up and inflation keeps going up, they can't live. So they're taking more money out of the bank than they're putting in, and there's delinquencies. A series of delinquencies leads to default.
So it's a bank run in slow motion.
Yeah, and I think the bigger bank run is still coming. The one that we saw in March of last year was Silicon Valley Bank.
So that's my question. What are the different ways this can unravel?
So I think first there's a bank run. People start to pull their money out. Then that creates crisis. Now they think, oh, if my bank isn't safe, which is should be the safest money that we have, it's a bank for crying out loud. You have this view of your assets in a bank vault, you know, full of like hundreds just sitting in this vault. That's not the reality. When you deposit money into a bank, it's basically a security instrument. The bank then goes and invests that in companies and stocks and bonds and mutual funds and everything else. Same thing you would, except on a larger scale. But after the crisis of 2007 to 2009, they changed the way that banks deal with money. So most people don't realize this, but you don't own the money that you have in the bank. They do. So in 2009, they came up with a concept called beneficial ownership, meaning you gave up your ownership of your deposits to the bank. So we hear the term bail-in, right? Or bailouts, right? Bail-in is when you would...
And the last time that was done was like 15, 16 years ago. In some areas of Europe, they would just grab money out of your bank account.
Correct. But they can do that legally. This isn't something that's brand new.
So that's in the FDIC regulations, right?
Yeah. So, yes, it's under the Universal Commercial Code, I think it's 133-1 or something like that, where they changed ownership of your assets to them. It's now collateral, so they can use your assets that you think are yours.
It's all debt instruments.
It's all debt instruments. You gave it to them, so if they need the money to pay off a debt, the derivatives debt, like after 2009, they can, and they don't have to ask you. So your money is no longer yours in the bank. That's devastating. When people would realize that, it's going to cause a run because the banks should be the safest asset that people have. So if that's not safe, well, I foresee the next step is a run on the stock market, a run on all their other investments because it's like we don't trust anything anymore.
And why are they then positioning themselves for that to make us bring in the new system when, oh, my God, the stock market went down by half, the banks are runs. Don't worry, we have a new digital currency, as the EU says. It's ready. Just download this. It's all fixed.
Well, okay, so to answer that, I could ask you a question. Let's say we know what they're saying. I have a timeline that we're going to go over on central bank digital currency and how it's been implemented and how it's come in, not even sneakily. They don't hide in the shadows anymore. They tell us exactly what they're going to do. Exactly. So.
By the way, I want that up front the whole interview because we're live right now. But the posted one will get even more views. Exactly. That's what's so frustrating. If you study it, you know the battle plan, but they know the public doesn't check that out. So, but we're able to give it to the public. That could really mess up their operation.
Oh, it could, because would if I were to say, hey, Alex, I'm with the Bank for International Settlements, I'm with the IMF, and we have this plan. We have this plan where we're going to disallow you from buying or selling if we don't like your ideology. Most of these globalists don't like your ideology. They don't like mine. They don't.
They've already debanked me. They've already up. No.
Yeah. But if they were to say, hey, we're not going to let you take money out of the bank, buy or sell with whom you want, what you want, when you want, you would say, no, we're not in for this, right? Then they know most of the world would say that. Nobody wants that kind of big brother spyware on your bank account, the ability to cut you off from buying or selling, because every evangelical Catholic that I know says, Kirk, this is Revelation
13. They've
got
to get you to opt into it during a crisis.
Yes. So how would you give that up, your ability to buy or sell, if a crisis is so bad that you can't pay your rent, you can't pay your mortgage, you can't feed your kids, you can't live? So at times of crisis, which happens to be happening during an election year, people will say, okay, this is so bad. Banks are shutting down. All this economic failure. We'll give you what you want. Government just will give you away our freedoms. Just take care of us. Make sure that we can still feed our family. This is what's happening right now, right in front of us. And people don't understand. Central bank digital currency is not the savior of the world. It's awful. See, they're marketing it as, hey, we can stop drug trafficking. We can stop human trafficking. We can stop
money laundering.
Meanwhile,
they run all that.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't want that garbage around either. But the flip side of it is...
Oh, it's total crap. Well, you know, make all your houses glass in case you might do something wrong, but their houses aren't glass. It's to control us.
It's absolutely... This is not meant to fix a system. This is meant to have complete people control over all of us.
Build back better. Get rid of the old system. Factory reset, bring in the new.
Yeah. So what's been happening over the last year? So actually over the last 3 years, let's even go back a little bit farther. So banks failing are kind of big stories. Everybody talks about it. You would talk about it. I'd talk about it. Nobody talks about it if a branch closes up. Like, let's say you're walking down the street to go for
coffee. And the banks are quietly closing in slow motion.
Yeah, in fast motion, but nobody cares, because if you're walking down the street to go for coffee.
Not in one day, so it's like a million miles an hour, not a trillion miles an hour.
Correct. Yeah. So if you go down, let's say you banked at PNC Bank and you're walking down the street to the coffee shop and it's like, oh man, my PNC Bank has plywood on the windows. It's closed. You think, all right, well, that's sad. Now I have to go 3 miles down the street to the next branch. Nobody cares about a branch closing. But what if in 2023, over 2,000 branches closed? 2022, over 2,000 branches closed. 2021, over 2,000 branches closed. That's 6,000 bank branches that have closed over the last
because they don't
years.
Need worms on the line. They've got us all in debt. Now they're getting rid of the cheese on the mousetrap because we're already in the mousetrap.
Correct. So that doesn't make a story, but it should.
You're right. There are bank closings and bank closing branches everywhere. In fact, I've had that experience trying to go to the bank. It's like they've closed them.
Yeah. So what is that the equivalent of? When a company starts to run out of money, what do? They start to lay people off. They start to cut their expenses because they want to survive. A branch closing is the equivalent of banks trying to save on their
Kirk Elliott, stay there. Hour number three straight ahead. We'll get into the CBDCs. We'll get into the cashless society. What's going to unfold next? Stay with us. KEPM.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.